See, the thing is, you only got to fuck up once. Be a little slow, be a little late, just once. And how you ain't gonna never be slow, never be late? You can't plan for no shit like this, man. It's life.
I used to run it. What's the whole lot? I got chill, hit him with the Rakim method. Peace, YouTube. Welcome back. Spliff and D-Rica Hippie here, man. We back at it with the Hardcore and D-Rica Hippie Show. This should be episode 311, if I'm not mistaken, which I'm not. Because I'm that nigga. I just told you what happened. We've been episode ahead this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing the audio.
I thought it was 310.
The last episode was 310. We at 311.
Shout out to 311, man. Yeah. Let's see what's going on. We was at like 308, 309. Like, yeah, nigga, you see what's up, nigga?
We working. We gonna get through the 300s real quick, yeah.
Get a couple knowledge.
Get a couple knowledge, you know what I'm saying, man? Shout out to everybody that's been liking, commenting, and subscribing, man. Like I said, welcome back to the Donko and D-Regan Hippie Show starring Spliff and Choon Choon. We are your hosts.
Yo, what's up? What's the word? You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying a lot of things going on. So when y'all watch what's going on, just know what's going on. NYC's favorite, you feel me? Brooklyn's own and all that. It's your boy Spliff, D-Regan in the building. You feel me? My son Hippie don't be giving a fuck about what y'all niggas be talking about, because we run this shit, you feel me? But I just be high talking and all that shit. I'm glad y'all here watching with us, you feel me? Sit down, roll up, and I'ma just be quiet and roll up, you feel me? I appreciate y'all.
Nah, I mean, we back, man. Hope everybody been feeling good. Hope everybody been liking the last content that we've been putting out. Let's close the month out strong, you know what I'm saying? January been a good month. 2024, you know what I'm saying? Personally, it's been a good month. I've been tracking what I've been doing, so let's keep the ball rolling with that, you know what I'm saying? How about you, Spliff? How you feeling, man? What's going on
with
you?
Yo, man. Fan do update. What the Yo, what's wrong with MB, boy? Shout out to that 70, boy. We see you.
It was the anniversary of when Kobe dropped 80 yesterday. And everybody went crazy. Joel Embiid dropped 70. KD had 40.
My son took Kareem out of here for the 76ers, I think, if I'm not wrong, right? Will.
He scored the most points in the game for the Sixers, and Wilt had that record. But he took that record down, so.
Shout out to
and
that.
And he had 15 rebounds and 5 assists.
I felt like he been Mr. FanDuel, you feel me? Whenever he's on the court, he makes sure to do what's needed, you feel me? I think running around like Baby Shaq times 10, like.
Yeah, I just think people comparing him to Jokic,
mm-hmm.
and saying Jokic is better because he got the chip. I think that's really putting fuel onto him, because I think he's better than Jokic, personally. Me? Mm-hmm. I just think Jokic got the better team. But Jokic is nice, too. Don't get it mistaken. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I just think Joel is better than him, personally, for me. But last year, he got the MVP, and he lost in the first round, I believe. So I think his mentality is just, let's get further in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So
we're going to keep it a band. My son Joel Embiid, right? On FanDuel, he's certified Mr. 25. Mm-hmm. Like, you could put him for 27, 28, no problem. This man been doing 30-plus games damn near all year.
He been averaging
33, 35, yeah. 34, 37. He did the 70. Like, my nigga, who's balling out? And mind you, it's not like I'm just scoring all these points. It's assists, rebounds. Like,
jump shots, come on, three-pointers, dribbling. He got the hezzy to the pool. He be like, and pull that shit, I'd be like, he look like a young Mello out
there. You put him for the ticket, he don't fail. Shout out to, what was the, it was 63? 61, 62 for, yeah, K-Town,
facts. He wild out too. Everybody was wilding yesterday, bro. Everybody was wilding. NBA, I think they starting to warm up now. It's about to be the All-Star break. Everybody warming up. Playoff races is starting to come. I don't think they, them personally think about what you talk about, FanDuel and shit.
Yeah, but we think about FanDuel.
Keep doing what you're doing. Right.
But I'm going to keep it real, right? Like, if you out here trying to do your best, man, I ain't going to front. Like the G's told me, man. Yo, pick up, like, don't be messing with everybody be doing the damn near the same thing. Try to play it safe. Pick one great player from the team or who you feel is going to be sturdy. Boom, do your thing. Boom, do your thing. Don't be trying to pick every all the top starters to make 15 and 25 when they're not going to do that. It's a team game. Mm-hmm. So for people making their bread.
Somebody else from the team wisely. Gonna wild out.
Yeah, like
one night, you know what I'm saying?
Person for points, person for rebounds, person for assists, play it safe, man. Don't be out here bugging out, you feel me?
That's a fact, bro.
FanDuel will make you get a little wiser if you peeping what's going
even,
on, you feel
even,
me? Spend that
even
boy.
For sports betting, like this time for football, playoffs is easier to make money in the playoffs for football, you know what I'm saying? Because you really it's could straight. Tell who's going to win the game.
For, like, yeah, yeah, like.
It's normally the better team that's gonna win the game. You know what I'm saying? So
a lot of the great teams have become shitty these last couple joints. You
feel
me?
Shout out to Lamar Jackson, man.
And a lot of teams been coming up. You feel me? Like who would have been talking about the Nuggets for real? For real? Who would have been out here chatting about fucking the Lions? You feel what I'm saying?
The Detroit Lions. So, crazy. I ain't
everybody do y'all thing. You feel
even
me?
Baker Mayfield taking the Buccaneers as far as he did.
Yeah, I ain't gonna
After the Tom Brady era, you supposed to be drafting for a quarterback, but Baker Mayfield came in there and did his thing. You know what I'm saying? So
shout out to him, got me a couple dollars on FanDuel.
That's a fact, man. But we here, man, we back. We back. Let me see what I wanted to touch on. You saw Snoop Dogg turned down 100 mil for OnlyFans.
Yo, that shit is weird. I'm cool, bro.
What you think that?
I'm cool, bro. What the fuck y'all want this man to do?
100 mil? What you want me to do? I'm not showing nobody. You know what?
Yeah, bro, he's a married man, bro.
I'm taking the deal, and I'm sitting there smoking weed and talking shit. Until y'all tell me, that's not what we...
I'm gonna keep it real. He probably didn't want to do it because I don't know, bro. Probably just wasn't right.
Because the stigma of OnlyFans, but people don't just do that on OnlyFans.
Yeah, but a majority, a giant mass pose, is just doing mad freak nasty shit on there. Even though there is people that do got like dead ass shows on that shit and like be on their shit, but. Snoop probably looking like, boy, I could go do some other shit.
There's a lot of people that do the gaming shit that's on OnlyFans. I'm just doing other shit, but I understand why
he could go get some money with Twitch and all that. Like, I ain't gonna cap.
That nigga got a fucking deal.
That sounds good.
He got a deal with Corona, bro. Like,
yeah, niggas gas with that whole that smokeless joint, the grill joint.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He had a different tax bracket than niggas. He could turn down some bread, you know what I'm saying?
You're not feeling it. You feel me? You're not feeling it.
You turning it down?
I'm not really in the way to be knocking 1 mil.
100 mil.
Yeah, I'm not in the... Yeah, I
you at least going in the office and discussing what kind of content I'm dropping, huh?
I'm gonna be the first nigga with no porn on there. Facts. With 100 mil for doing it. That's a fact. That's a super fact. They be like, yo, what? This nigga treating this shit like TV. Yup. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, man. I'm having the most exclusive content on this bitch. That's a fact, bro.
And I'm probably gonna tell some of them butt naked joints to pull over too. Like, come through.
Pull up, man. Let's have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
So you one of the top niggas out here. We need you over here, man. Pull up, man.
I need you for the brand right now. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me. Fuck. But there's not a lot of topics this week. It was kind of slow. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember this Alec Baldwin. He had shot somebody on the set of a movie, and there was a real bullet in there, and the person died.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't. They in the beginning they wasn't pressing no charges on him, but they pressing charges on him now. What you think about
Alec
that?
Baldwin.
Huh?
It's Alec Baldwin. He got bread. That's a fact. But I mean,
not that he's getting sued.
Mm-hmm.
They putting charges on him for shooting the person.
That's tough, bro.
Hell yeah.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, like if you taking, like if someone's handing you a gun, you should check and see if there's anything in it. But dumb niggas, nigga probably thought it was blanks or some shit.
Yeah.
Need a letter?
Nah, I'm looking for my phone actually, so I could get the full rundown of the story. Cause I don't think, I don't know, bro. Like, where's the person? Cause there's people that handle the props. Where's the person that handed that gun over? That knew that it was loaded with real bullets. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit to me that gets me confused. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if, I mean, he should get some type of, you know what I mean, punishment for what happened. Because remember,
that shit is a lie.
Ain't that how Bruce Lee's son died?
Bruce Leroy?
Nah.
Bruce Lee's son.
The Crow?
Yeah.
He got shot during the movie.
During the shit, yeah.
Yeah, shit is crazy, bro. And I believe the person that shot him got in trouble for that shit. I ain't gonna lie, I'm tripping right now. I don't know where the fuck my phone at. I want to get the full story. You know what I'm saying? Cause shit is different, but it's alright. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But yeah, Alec Baldwin might be going to jail for that shit. So I don't know. I don't think it's right, but. It is what it is, man. Nah, it's how it's put, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, that is like a weird object. Yeah, this shit gone, like.
That shit disappeared real quick. Nah, I see it. I know where it's at. All
right.
I see it. I know where it's at. I'm about to grab it. But, prayers, you know what I'm saying? I hope everything goes well.
Prayers and pause. That was kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, prayers to the family that lost the person, first of all, you know what I'm saying? And keep your head up to Alec Baldwin, because we don't want you, you know what I mean? Shit's crazy.
Nah, I'm weak. That was funny.
That was funny, right? That's fucked up, man.
Shit was blended in, for real.
Yeah, that shit was
Nigga was there with the black velvety. Nigga said, when you come over, I got a spot for you. Nah, I can't do nothing like that, but I'll be feeling like I'm a fake R&B singer.
What? I'll be singing in the shower all the time. Just because I think I can sing. That was like my first thing. I thought that I could sing, but shit was crazy. I'm getting the full story right now.
Yo, you know what's funny? Like, I think Spanish R&B is like one of the most illest shits ever, you heard?
Spanish R&B?
Yeah. Like the Spanish love songs.
Mm-hmm.
Cause some of that shit don't really be smooth, bro. But if you listen, it's some smooth shit, but sometimes niggas don't be in their bag with it, like. Con todo, yo gusto, tú eres. Me todo. I don't
even be rhyming sometimes, right?
I was just saying, yeah, they just be saying, yeah, like. Tu eres todo de mi vida.
Alec Baldwin has been indicted by a grand jury in fatal shooting of cinematographer on movie. A grand jury indicted Alec Baldwin on Friday of an involuntary manslaughter charge in 2021, fatal shooting during a rehearsal on a movie set in New Mexico. Reviving a dormant case against the A-list actor. The video above is from a related story that will be updated.
I ain't gonna cap.
That boy going to jail.
I ain't gonna cap you, right?
Because
it's mad at them niggas, right? But now I seen who it was in the picture. Because I be getting them confused sometimes.
Yeah.
That nigga is about to spend all his money to get out.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga, bro, that nigga look grumpy. and mad like lost sometimes. Can't have that nigga in jail. That nigga gonna be looking at him. Huh. What? What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. Stop.
It's fucked up, bro.
It's gonna be nasty. They gonna be look like.
He the one that
what's
be
going
on
Saturday
Night Live a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't. You gotta have that nigga somewhere safe, bro. You can't have that nigga in no jail for nobody. Nah, bro.
Especially
they've been wrapping niggas up. I don't know if that's like a lineup right there, bro. Cause like, what you like?
They have been lining niggas up though.
Niggas been getting wrapped up. They say, yeah, we got a new batch for this next couple years. Like, y'all niggas, we don't need y'all niggas.
All 2024, we putting niggas away. Fuck wrong with you? Nah, that's fucked up, man.
Ta-da. Because
he didn't wake up that morning thinking that he was going to kill somebody on set. You know what I'm saying? And then you the actor, bro. I don't know the weight differential of a gun that's loaded and not loaded, unless he's a person that deals with guns in his personal life, you know what I'm saying? But
that's the thing too, cause I don't know, bro. Cause let's say the set manager or whoever organized shit like that, what happened if they on bad time and they're just trying to be safe where they live at, and then they got the weapon, and then
what if it was like a real,
you feel me, a real someone's, you feel me, it was just a misplaced item.
Like, but that's the part of the story that's still getting to me, because I understand the name of the person that you're blaming, you know what I mean? Because it's the name, but where's the person
that
this
was
is their job?
Yeah,
this is their job. They supposed to make sure that this shit is loaded with fake bullets. It's supposed to be a prop gun.
They could just do special effects, so it's like they don't even really need an actual gun.
You don't need nothing in the gun. Fucking green screen effects and shit like that. Shit is fucking crazy.
Niggas went in the spot, switched the gun, put a real gun in there. My son, boom.
That's nasty.
Clap, son. You feel me?
That's fucked up. That's bad timing, bro. That's like you don't care about nobody that's around you type shit. Like, all right, fuck it. I got my misfortune, so I'll let these type of people get their misfortunes as well. That's fucked up to me, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, keep your head up, pause, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully you ain't got to do no jail time. I really don't know if... Because for me, it's hard, so I don't think he had nothing to do with that. So, I don't know. What's up? Holler at me.
My bad, that was a pause.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
So, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Keep your head up, man.
Very
prayers.
Immature today, I'm sorry.
You see this shit with the homeless couple on TikTok?
Mm-mm.
They was in the storage unit, and they was living in there. And this genius, the dude, he decided to make a TikTok. Look, man, this where we living at, man. Look, this is the resource room. Nigga was in the hallway. He said, there's a public bathroom. We all could use it.
A lot of people watch TikTok, bro. What's wrong with people?
I'm pretty sure that somebody that works at the storage is watching this shit.
Homeless with a phone at the spot.
With his girl.
Yo,
she pregnant.
Here.
She laying on the couch.
You know it's someone that's working at late night that don't be doing what they supposed to be doing.
And this nigga,
and
this
son is living life in there. Supposed to be checking the joints. Don't check nothing.
But since it went viral. Somebody did see it that owns the thing. They kicked them out. But it
be fucked up. Why no one reaches out to save niggas? Like, yo, here's some bread.
But that's
spot.
Not the end of the story. Somebody did.
What?
A lot of people reached out to them, and I guess they got a Cash App or, you know what I mean? Whatever them things.
They got Cash App and TikTok. Yes.
Yeah. So people gave them enough money to get a hotel for a week, so they could chill and shit like that and get their mind right.
I guess.
Yo, I'll Cash App right here, man. We need some
help us immediately.
Need a couple dollars, you know what I'm saying, man? But
Yo, go get you an Earl hoodie, you feel me? Go get the shit with the nice puff letters and all that, you feel me? I got the clouds, yo, real lit in the spot, you feel me?
Gotta be getting go paid
get
on low,
yo. Get you some good fire shit, you feel what I'm saying?
Cause he ain't giving me no ends and he promoting shit.
Nah, I'm just promoting shit cause it's some Brooklyn shit, you feel what I'm saying? It's some New York shit. Gotta support what's going on.
It's family that he's promoting, you
feel me? Go get you some Earl, man.
So you other niggas, like I said, we got product placement slots, you know what I'm saying? Y'all could, you know what I mean? Talk the business with us, you know what I'm saying?
Throw some shit. Oh, you can just give me some free shit, you feel me? And I'ma just talk about it every time.
That works too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I like to wear some new garments.
Feel me?
You know what I'm saying? I need one of those Tri-State hats, man. I kinda like the
Oh, the shit with the globe on it?
I kinda like the army fatigue one. Or the orange one. The fuzzy ones.
He a Mets nigga. And he on some outside camo shit.
I ain't gonna lie. He gonna see this because he be watching that episode.
Shout out the gang for sharing too, for real. Shout out the gang, yo, for real. Because you can't, you can't really. Yeah, the hats is fire. He got the fitted joints too.
I need one of those too, but I ain't gonna lie.
Damn, shit
is quiet. Holla at me. I'll give you my P.O. box.
That's game. Yeah, you gotta hit him up on the IG.
I pull up on you, bro.
Tri-State Caps, follow. You feel me? Support.
I need one of those. I ain't gonna lie, shit is fire. But holla at everybody that we know, man. I got my Harmony joint on right now. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Harmony. Shout out to Harmony, man. They got some heat.
They got some. Yeah, they official streetwear type shit. Not to say it like that. I'm just saying like their shit, like their designs and shit, be super crazy. I'd be like, what the hell? But shout out to them, man. But that goes to show you the power of the internet, bro. You be out here homeless, and somebody will really, a couple people will really come to like feel sentimental about your situation and throw you a couple dollars. I don't want to say shout out to them. I ain't like it.
You know, yeah, I hope y'all get a location to live at and all that. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta be real, because the homeless shit is nasty outside right now, though, for real. It's disgusting. Yo, what else we got here? Little Nas X?
You saw that?
I don't know. I don't pay attention. Not necessarily Little Nas X. I just saw it because
Casa Knapp threw some shots at him, and then Ryan Garcia, the boxer, threw some shots at him, but I'm not really too religious.
So Kyle was in his bag on his shit? Violating?
Yeah, he was just, because he was saying that he was Christian, and Lil Nas X, he was saying, oh, I'm Christian now, and you know that he's gay. So, you know, it's not, they don't like that. And the video that he did for this new song was kind of crazy. It was like mocking Christianity and church and all that shit. So casting that, you know what I mean? He a churchgoer. Ryan Garcia. You know what I mean? So I'm not really too big on religion and stuff like that. I'm spiritual. I'm more spiritual, so I like to talk to, like, my ancestors. Mm-hmm. I like to talk to my grandmother, my cousin that's passed away. I feel like they still watching over us, like our ancestors. But I'm not too big on...
like that.
You big on religion?
Well, I'm going to pay attention to religion, huh?
You...
Nah, I'm just bullshit.
You used to go to church when you
used to? Nah, I used to go to church heavy as a youth and all that.
I did.
I feel like the church shit is cool if it's like, family, if it's like family vibes for real. Some people just go to church, sit down, pay bread, sit down, listen, don't listen. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I had a good experience with the churches. I seen bullshit in churches too, but I had a lot of great experience in the church. So,
as you got older, but were you a religious person? You believed in it at one point, or did you grow to be like questioning some of it and stuff like that?
All right, so I'll keep it a band, right? I grew up in the church, mm-hmm. right? Then after a while, niggas stopped going to church. Then, I don't know. I was like, yo, let me go to church, bro. It was like, let me go try to see what's up or whatever. You feel me on some just positive
own,
shit.
Your own shit, right?
Yeah, like, my mom's and I was going to church heavy at the time. So, like, I used to try to go catch a Sunday with her. You feel me? Sit there and mack with her, listen. I feel like the dude that was preaching, mm-hmm. was really like living that holy life.
Okay.
I feel like if you live the holy life, if you try to do good for other people, you really believe in the messages that you saying, like you saying shit that you feel that's gonna, you feel me, help people and shit like that.
Yeah.
Then yeah, I could jack that. If you just did screaming, saying shit, and you don't move by the shit how you saying it, you feel me? Like homie had four kids, four girls, taught them, like you could see he made sure they was on point.
Mm-hmm.
All the girls were smart, they was talented, they were very knitted family, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like I could jack that. But now when you go and you see like niggas ain't even giving a fuck about their kids and shit just going on, and
yeah,
you making sure you making niggas get that play 3-4 times running around with that money, like I'm not jacking it. But if you there and you got a message and you feel me,
yeah,
it's something that's, you feel me, that I feel like I came here and I learned something. I just got like a you feel, I'm just, I don't know how to explain that shit.
I know what you mean. Wait, like, if you feel like it really touched you and you would move, yeah, by the message,
pause, you know what I'm saying?
But when I was growing up, we had a friend that was on the block and his uncle was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to church like once or twice to check him out, you know. And I don't want to be biased, but his shit was cool, you know what I'm saying?
But see, he was probably a nigga trying to reach out to y'all and make sure that y'all, you know what I mean, had a good time.
And then when he passed away during COVID, it was the COVID shit. Rest in peace to Uncle Zach.
I know a couple niggas that passed from COVID.
But when I looked at his eulogy thing, he was only like 6 or 7 years older than us. So he was like his, like our man, he was his uncle. So, you know, sometimes you come to realize, like, damn, my uncle not too far from my age. Right. You know what I mean? So we was like, damn, he was that young, because we knew him for like 15 plus years. So he was young when we knew him, and he was moving like that.
Moving like an old head at all times. So you just felt like he was older than what he was. Yeah. And then finally, like, damn, like, this thing was just
old. So as far as the religion thing, though, like, I believe in the higher power and stuff like that, but religion sometimes, like, going to church and shit like that, to me it feels commercialized, and sometimes people do wrong things with it. So I'd be like, you don't need to be in the church to believe in something, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you believe in, you believe in. So again, like me, I'm more spiritual. I like to talk to my ancestors and just feel like they watching over me, and that gives me a positive affirmation for the day, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Shout out to everybody that goes to church and everything like that. And Lil Nas X, stop playing, man.
I ain't gonna lie. That church, like, around the corner from me is... I never realized, like, how many people really go to that church. For real, for real. The CCC church.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I never really realized...
There's a couple famous people that go there and shit like that.
Yeah, like, it was... I hate my shit be ending like that, but... Yeah, bro. That shit. Go. Yo, that shit is like.
You gotta have a sleeper time on it.
Yeah.
Because it's still recording, right?
Nah, just put it on right now.
Oh,
alright. My bad, y'all, for that. I'm just trying to make sure I got like some other shit for my TikTok. My bad, y'all.
Y'all know how we do.
Trying to make sure shit look alright.
You was saying?
Yeah, like.
People that go to that church, yeah.
It just, like, I forgot who.
It's a big business, man. Church is a big business.
Yeah, mad people and that shit.
Yo, you see they got you see they got Jordans at Renaissance now. Jacking it.
Why you do that, son?
I ain't do nothing, nigga.
You violated, bro.
That wasn't me.
Renaissance.
$19.99 a week. Jacking it, they real? What's up, Spliff? I'm about to go get me a pair of threes. Bread threes, original. It's my favorite J's.
Renaissance is gonna go out of business. Just letting y'all niggas know now. People were not paying for half of the furniture they got from there.
Keeping that shit.
You giving me sneakers? I gotta, like, if you pay $20 and they let you leave with the feats and they expect you to come back and pay for it, that's crazy. good.
These shits is worn out by the time you getting any type of payment. You wild.
Son, you're not gonna... Yo, I'm cool, bro. People expect them... I ain't gonna lie, you gotta pay that off like layaway.
Yeah.
And then at the end, cause if you pay $20 and you can leave with some J's, they're done.
Yo.
They're over.
21 Savage album is tough. I listened to it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
His album is tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I can't lie.
Shout out to 21. I ain't listened to it yet.
Shout out to 21, bro.
From other people.
Miami Hurricanes football player, bro. This college football. He coming back for his 9th season of college football. How is this even possible, Swift?
What?
What's up? And he's still going to be talking to...
Wait, hold on, bro. Time out, bro. His 9th in college?
This nigga had a whole career.
Boy, you never popped. What? Yo, bro, he played with niggas, and niggas is in the NFL right now, okay. For real.
He played in one game before a season-ending injury in 2018, missed all of 2019 with an injury, missed all of 2020 because of injury and the pandemic. He played in 2 games.
You're never going to the league, bro.
Never.
Whatever injury you had that made niggas like, no, never coming back for you, bro. Like, what?
The first one he caught.
How do you do this?
He caught a catch from Justin Herbert in college, bro. What? And Justin Herbert been in the NFL for 4 years.
Nah, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
this nigga out here.
He played with NFL players already, and you not in the NFL, bro. It's a sign, bro. What?
Nah, your body not. This ain't your body.
Your body's not eligible for the NFL, bro.
He keep getting injured.
What?
That's fucked up, bro.
Yo, bro.
Somebody dream.
Niggas, man, is looking at you like, yo, bro, you're getting injured in college. You know what these NFL niggas gonna... what?
Dangerous.
Man, damn. Yeah, and I keep it 100. The college niggas really... on some G shit.
He's still gonna have a 10-year career in the NFL. Injuries.
Yo, bro. You gotta relax, bro. Why you ain't a coach somewhere in Florida?
For real. You should be,
bro,
a coach.
Bro, teach niggas how to play, bro. You think you going to the NFL is crazy.
He should be a coach right there, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Man arrested for smuggling cocaine
about,
and frozen jumbo
about,
shit.
Talk about Gabe. Just 1 second. Yeah.
We got some.
How many years have you seen a nigga play football? Like the most?
NFL?
Have you ever, played college? Like, how many years you seen a nigga play college? And, like, mad long, five. Like, 4 or 5, like, 5 years?
Red shirt.
5 years, bro.
Because if you do red shirt, that means, like, your first.
This nigga
year.
Has 9.
That's 4 more years.
4 years where niggas kept denying you. And mind you, he probably was, what, injured for 3 years of that 4?
He been hurt every year since 2018.
Yeah, bro, you not. They don't want you, bro. But I'm a Mac. What
that's,
happened with the?
That's 7 years from 2018 bro. To now. What happened to the other 2 years?
Keep it 100, bro.
This nigga do it a whole decade in college.
On some real shit, I really thought niggas can only play the sport for like 4 or 5 years.
That's like Snoop Dogg. You
this
know,
nigga has 9.
That's like Snoop Dogg in the movie with Wiz Khalifa. He was still in high school. Niggas say you a 6 year senior.
But look, that's what I'm saying, gay. It's niggas that go straight to the league from high school. Not many, but it's niggas
not
that
football,
not nah, but I'm just saying when in the professionals, this niggas going from
that
high school
out of college for like 2 years.
It's niggas that been getting watched since middle school, elementary, all types of shit, bro. When was there gonna be a nigga to tell you, like, bro, 9 joints here, bro? No nigga ever went to the NFL playing 9 joints in college.
Just off that fact, like, nigga.
Bro, I love that you got so much faith, but we might have to take you somewhere else.
Did he? Excuse me. Do you got a degree? Did you pass your classes?
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you got 9 joints in here. You over here worried about football, bro. What else was you doing?
Did you pass your classes?
What is your major? What are you a master in, bro? You got 9 years.
What's your fallback plan?
Why niggas didn't make a fallback plan for you in year 3 or something? Like,
shit is wicked in these streets, bro. Man arrested for allegedly smuggling cocaine in frozen jumbo shrimp bags.
Oh, I seen that shit.
Trying to get it off.
Yo, man, I ain't gonna lie, right?
Yo, what you gotta
that's
do.
A different hustle. You heard?
Do what you gotta do. Shit is different, but it's been light on these topics, man. Dave Chappelle threw shots at Cat Williams. You saw that?
Well, my son said I don't even know it was staticky.
Basically saying, why if you willing to take that stand to like expose secrets, and why are you doing it to the
comedy?
Artists?
Oh.
Why you not the people behind the scenes just doing shit? White people or whoever is fucking people over, you know what I'm saying? Why you not exposing them instead of exposing your fellow, you know what I mean? Colleague or whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? But let me read exactly.
My colleague doing dirty work. Yeah. Gonna keep letting this nigga out here.
Dave Chappelle shares his thoughts on Cat Williams' Club Shay Shay interview. Cat is one of the best painters in the game. So why are you drawing ugly pictures of us? Dave Chappelle questioned why fellow comedian Cat Williams would call out his peers when all of us are trying to be in a better situation.
Dave, that's my mature view to try to save niggas.
Dave also said, hurt people, but I'm a hurt person that never hurt people, and he does it all the time. Fuck this one and fuck that one and fuck this one. But nigga, I didn't hear anything that you did wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. Cat didn't do nothing wrong. Cat was talking about shit that niggas did to other niggas, but not about anything that niggas did to him. I mean,
I'm saying it'd be, I'm gonna be real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was dead searching for Mark Curry?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we stopped seeing the TV show.
Yeah, he stopped.
We stopped seeing him in certain movies. It was like, and then like, maybe Mark Curry didn't want to speak about that shit. You feel me? Maybe he wanted people to talk to him to bring him back how he feel about certain other things that he did great in, whatever, you feel me? Maybe he didn't want to come back and talk about shit, you feel me? Like, but to be for real, bro, like, Mark Curry, no one was really searching for Mark Curry to, like, talk evil about nobody.
Yeah.
Bernie Mac did his no subliminals to tell certain shit, you feel me?
And
but he didn't really care about talking about half of that shit neither, you feel me? So,
but Cat did say that the Cedric Entertainer thing was like something that somebody did to him. Excuse me.
Shit, I mean,
but I do feel what
Dave not wrong, but it's like Cat gotta die with that. Let him say his piece.
Yeah, he gotta live in the bed that he made, right? Or lie in the bed
that's
that he
how
made.
He felt. So if he called out Cedric, called out this person, called out that person, like, whatever.
Yeah.
He died with that shit.
Yeah.
Or you could have just said it.
Yeah. I understand where Dave is coming from on some Big Brother shit or whatever. I don't know who's older.
Save the community. Like, don't try to bash another comedian. Because you wouldn't want no one to bash you.
Yeah.
We understand,
and we get
story,
enough. We get enough of that from critics. They always criticizing comedians. So, they both have valid points.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying? They both have valid points. Like you saying, I think Cat Williams stood up for a lot of people that wasn't standing up for themselves or just didn't have the right thing to say. You know what I'm saying? But, and I think that Dave Chappelle is speaking for everybody as well, and. And the other flip of the coin, you know what I'm saying? Just like, yo,
Yeah, we gotta move better as a culture. Because
if people do it to you, you gonna wild out and act a certain way towards that. So let's not do it to each other. You know what I'm saying? Pause.
Yeah, real shit.
You know what I mean? Shout out to all the comedians out there, man. Shout out to Cat Williams. Shout out to David Pell. You know what I'm saying? But
shout out to Mike Epps and all that.
We about to get up out of here, Spliff. It was a light weekend topics. Like I said, we just wanted to give y'all some content. Hopefully,
make sure we y'all here like for it. Y'all. Like, comment,
subscribe. You know what I'm saying?
Subscribe to D Rican Hippie. You feel me? Well, subscribe to Don Corn D Rick and Hippie Show and the channel on YouTube. And subscribe to Spliff and Bars on, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We appreciate all y'all.
Before we get out of here, who you got? Kansas City or Baltimore?
Damn, I wanna go Kansas City, but I might gotta go to Baltimore. Might gotta go to Baltimore.
They in Baltimore.
Yeah, I might gotta go to Baltimore.
I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and I hate the Ravens, but I love Lamar Jackson. I think he need to get his flowers too. Like, this year, coming into this year, he didn't have a contract and he didn't have an agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he did his contract himself with the team. You know what I'm saying? He negotiated his contract. He got his contract and it looked like he going to take him to the Super Bowl. I'm going to pick Baltimore, but again, I wouldn't be surprised.
I want the Chiefs to win.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas City
win. I got Baltimore for the win.
And who you got, San Francisco or Detroit? They in San Francisco.
All respect, I would go 49ers. But Detroit been playing, man.
I'm taking the magical ride with them paws. I'm going
you
with
feel
Detroit.
Me?
I think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Nah, I don't know about all that shit.
I'll send Jared Goff on a mission.
That shit sound good. On FanDuel, go spend that money with the Lions, man. Because way the NFL like doing these Cinderella stories, it might be one of those.
Detroit and Baltimore.
Shout out to 49ers, though.
Detroit and Baltimore for the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Sound fire.
Let's see what it do, man.
Let's see what it do, man. Yo, shout out to Don Cole. Shout out to Chun Chun, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's been subscribing and liking
the
highest to the channel.
Niggas in the universe, you heard?
That's a fact, man. Somebody said, somebody put on a comment, smoking don't make you cool. I said, all right, thank you for stopping by the channel.
Yeah, I like being high.
I'm not trying to be cool. But for Spliff, it's D-Week and Hippie. Y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here, man. We see y'all real soon, man. Pow, pow, y'all.